Hello?
Hey, Melissa Forrest, how are you?
Hey. Good, how are you?
Good.
Do what? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Is now a better time?
It is, but you're breaking up.
I'm sorry. If it continues to be a problem, just let me know, and I'll just try calling from a different number.
Okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to, touch base. You guys have said that you're getting closer to the point where you're ready to sell and move. I just wanted to kind of understand what kind of time frame you guys are looking at.
Well, we're thinking here in the near future, like, come on, Lucy, like possibly the beginning of next year, end of this year, depending on, what you guys have to offer, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, your dude called us, so I guess you got to do your spiel.
Well, I'm not like a lot of other people. I'm not going to give you a spiel. I'm just going to, if you guys want to sell your house, then I would love to have that conversation. If you don't, then I get it, I'm not.
The one to talk to would be the husband, so hold on.
Okay.
Here you go, babe.
Okay, give him a second.
Is he going by Chris or Christopher?
Christopher.
Okay, perfect. Good. I'm glad I didn't make that mistake. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Don't worry.
Hello?
Hi, Christopher. It's Forrest. How are you?
Living the dream, one nightmare at a time.
Well, my team said that you work at nighttime, man, so that's got to be an interesting schedule.
I actually start work at 2:30 in the morning, and today I got off at noon.
Wow. What do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I deliver caskets.
Didn't
see that one coming, did you?
Does that have to be done undercover at night?
No, you just have to download the trailer and be off on the road by 6.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, that's cool. So you probably have the same route pretty much all the time?
For the most part.
Okay. All right, well, that's cool. So your wife, briefly told me, you guys are looking towards the end of the year, maybe early next year to move. And if I remember correctly, are y'all relocating out of the area?
Yes. We're going out of state.
Okay. What state are you choosing?
North Dakota.
Sounds like you're from that area.
I am. Don't you know?
Well, that's good. All right. Well, your wife, I'll make it as simple as possible. You guys are going to be ready, and, we're ready when you are. So, so I understand for our next conversation, because end of the year is not now. What are you guys looking for in a deal that makes sense for you? Are you looking to list your property, or are you looking to just sell it in the as-is condition? And is there a reason for that? Or,
we're trying to figure out what the best route is right now.
Okay.
So that's all we're looking at.
Okay, yeah, I get it. She said end of the year. I understand. So, the best route is subjective. Each process has its own value. So sometimes a cash offer.
All right. Listen, this is really what the nitty gritty is. Could I move tomorrow? Yes, I could. The problem is I need to. I'm probably going to have surgery. I have an appointment on that on the Wednesday.
Hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out when the surgery is going to happen. Right. He goes, that's going to change the story. Could I pick up and leave tomorrow? Sure, I could, but gastric bypass sounds pretty good to me when the VA is going to pay for it.
Gastric bypass. Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
So
yeah.
That's what's kind of slowing me down right now.
Okay.
Now, right. I got a guy over here right now that's looking at redoing my kitchen cabinet. Is that number going to be better than the number that you're willing to give me. Do you understand?
You're asking about the ROI on redoing the kitchen cabinets?
Yeah, I'm literally doing it right now.
Well, that depends on what you're going to do with the kitchen cabinets. If you're going to tear them out and, you know, put up.
We're literally going to tear them out and put them away. The cabinets came with the house. They used that old fiberboard and it's beginning to, like, blow out and stuff like that. I'm trying to figure out which number, because he's already telling me about $25,000.
That's way too much money for a kitchen, buddy. I'm telling you.
But we're looking
you
into it.
Yeah, you won't get your money out of it at that price. So if you're looking to ROI, if you're looking for ROI, if you're looking for an investment with a return of, you know, over 1X, or basically getting more than what you paid for out of it, and you probably want to go with more budget cabinets and like a level one granite or a level one quartz. That's just, you know, that's how we do business. And we can get, you know, a 1.5 to 2X return on our money. But we're doing
so
kitchens.
Are you trying, like, you're the people that give me an outright price for my house, right?
I'm also a realtor, so I can do both. You know, I do that because a lot of times.
Well, if that's the case, let's have a conversation and let's do it in person.
Okay, perfect. All right,
how does Wednesday sound?
What time?
Like next Wednesday, 7 days.
What time?
9 o'clock.
Okay, you'll
first
be off
the morning.
So the 30th?
I don't work Wednesday or Thursday. Wednesday at 9 a.m. You can bring out your tape measure, do your measurements, we can take a look, and we can have a conversation.
Sure. If you're okay with that, I can be there at 9 a.m. on Wednesday the 30th.
All right. Let me double check that with my wife.
Just text me back.
All right. Well, this is her phone. Hey, you got anything going on Wednesday? Next Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, next Wednesday. All right, cool. I got an appointment. This is with this guy.
All
okay.
Right, next Wednesday,
right,
9 o'clock.
I'm coming. Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
I'll see you, Christopher. Thank you.
All right, text the information to my wife so we know that we're tracking each other.
I will. Thanks.
All right, no problem. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.